David Walker joins us to discuss just how we're feeling on NBA draft lottery night. What is the history of the Hornets in the draft lottery? We'll get to all of it today on Locked On Hornets.
We're Locked On Hornets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
In a minute, cuz we live. We live.
It's Locked On Hornets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. Thanks for making us your first listen. We're free and available anywhere you get your podcast, and that does include YouTube. Today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. You can download the Game Time app and create an account and use code Locked On NBA for $20 off your first purchase. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. David Walker, the Mon Frere of Pairs. The bro of pairs, if you will.
Bonjour.
Oh, man. That one's great. David joins us to discuss our feelings on draft lottery day. Of course, that's Doug Brandt, and you can catch his work every day, every HornetsBoxScore.com. You can listen to me every weekday on WFNZ from 12 to 3 p.m. All right, how are we feeling? Doug, let's start with you. How are you feeling today? The day of the draft lottery, we have a real shot. Like, knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood. Don't blame me for the bad luck. You can't do it. There is statistically a better shot than usual for the Hornets to get the number one pick.
I'm feeling real sick. I'm feeling real confident. I honestly think we have this one in the baguette. You know? I like Bonsoir chances.
Oh, okay.
The Hornets truffles will melt away after tonight. Okay.
All right. How many more of these do you have? How many?
You know what I'm tired of? People counting out the Hornets. But listen, people are counting out the Hornets, but Vino better. Okay.
Thank you, Sacre blew it.
If you think the Hornets aren't getting the number one pick tonight, I wouldn't bet Dijon it. Okay. If they don't get the pick, though, it would macaroon my night. The Hornets getting Wimby would be a major boo coup. But bottom line is, the basketball gods owe us this one, okay? The Hornets didn't tank. We all know this. Detroit, Houston, San Antonio, they shamelessly tanked. They can escargot to hell. Mm-hmm. Wow. If the Hornets don't get the number one pick, I'm going to eclair the whole draft a sham pain. In fact, I think the Hornets should souffle. Sorry, I'm Macron my BS again.
It's okay. Sorry.
I'll never see myself out.
My God. I wasn't prepared for that, Walker. I mean, I was prepared for a little something, but I don't know if I was ready for that.
All right, David. So after that, how do you feel? What do you have for us today? You know what?
I don't feel better after that. I'll tell you that much.
Mon Frere of Pairs is good enough. You said don't. What'd you say? Don't Sacre blew it. Is that what you said?
I think he may have Sacre blew it.
Okay, yeah, that's good. By the way, Mitch Kupchak drafted Robert Sacre. Maybe we can have that connection go with some kind of French connection to Victor Wembanyama. Anyways, that was excellent and also painful by Doug at the same time. I do appreciate the all of the puns you had there. Speaking of painful, it's what all of us sickos have been experiencing for quite some time. When the Hornets are entered into the draft lottery, we usually don't get good luck. We did a couple of years ago, though. It's not like it's all been bad luck, because we did get LaMelo Ball. We actually, not only did we shoot up the draft, we actually selected the right guy in LaMelo Ball. So it's happened once. I seen it. It means it can happen again. There is precedent here within the last 5 years. So hopefully that can happen here again tonight. Now, we do have some sicko questions that I want to lead off with. And we got a doozy. I don't, just like you guys weren't prepared for Doug's monologue of French puns, I don't know if you guys are prepared for this sicko question, but we're just going full ill in the first segment of today's show. You had something real quick, Doug?
Well, I got the sicko brigade music.
Okay. Oh, sweet intro. It's so eerie. All right. We'll let that set the scene. This one comes in from Queen City Hornets. And bear with me. It's a long one. I believe that since Michael Jordan leaked that he is toying with selling the majority stake of the Hornets, that Adam Silver is going to do everything in his power to make sure the GOAT doesn't give up majority ownership. Mm-hmm. I believe MJ did this as a desperation move to make the Hornets great once more. He didn't mind paying arena workers for the inside information about who was going to win the Dunkin' Donuts Megatron races during Bulls games so that MJ could win bets against other Bulls players.
Is this
true? I'm betting Adam Silver is fixing the draft lottery so Hornets can get the number one overall pick. San Antonio will probably get the second pick to help Coach Pop go out with a bang before his retirement. Yeah. Do y'all think I'm super sane or Scion, I guess what he's saying, sane?
This is Super Saiyan, as in Saiyan. Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I was not familiar. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to – this is a separate conversation. I'm Super Saiyan sicko for this conspiracy theory or what? I believe it's very plausible that this happens. End quote. Woo! All right. Queen
Where do
City
we start?
Hornet. My boy is not well. Queen City Hornets, it's not okay. Oof. But I do like it. At the same time, I do feast on the sickness that does come from Queen City Hornets. David, let's start with you. You're the MJ expert. Is this something that you think Michael Jordan would have done in order to get Victor Wembanyama?
So the theory is that he leaked the sale to up the chances of getting the number one pick, basically bottom line, right?
That's because he knows Adam Silver doesn't want him to leave. And so if that's the case,
well,
that means we'll get Michael the number one overall pick to entice him to get more money and keep him around. That's the idea of
push a sale through, up that price little bit. Either way, yes, of course, that's exactly what happened. I theorized this way back when the leaks started pouring out. This is exactly why he's here. He's here to do this. He's here to deliver the next savior to Charlotte. So yeah, I totally buy this. And also, Doug, he did find out the results of those Jumbotron races back in Chicago, and he used to sidle up to the likes of Scottie Pippen, bet him all season long. But I think if you're Scottie, you got to know after one or two, right? You got to know what's going on. So I blame that more on Scottie than anyone.
100%.
I'm looking up this because this threw me off, this idea that he would bet on these races. But yeah, here it is.
I've got an article from that he would wager. That threw you off.
Well, that he would wager on something this ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, I knew he would bet on sports and all kinds of other things and card games, but those make sense. You bet on those. This is ridiculous. And the links that he would go to in terms
Not
of getting security guards
win,
to tell him who
money.
Won the race. Yeah. That's the story I'm getting from 670 The Score here. Will Perdue relaying this story that essentially they rehearsed these races and then the security guards would have to watch because they would open the doors. And then they would go and tell Michael who won, and he would bet guys, this is the quote from Perdue, he would bet guys, hey, I'll bet you $1. I'll take cuppy coffee. I just love the idea of Michael Jordan uttering the words, cuppy coffee. I'll take cuppy coffee.
A stone cold killer uttering those words and then saying it in a serious way. I'm taking cuppy coffee. Put my money down on cuppy coffee. I want to know the other characters' names for those Dunkin' Donuts
I'll
races.
Look it up.
Yeah, all right, please do. We don't have enough time after that super sicko satchel question, so maybe we can get to another one at the end of the show. But we have more history coming up. We've got a lot to get to. Coming up next on the Locked On Hornets podcast, David Walker came prepared. He's got some history for us going back all the way, I believe, to 2019. And so we can talk a little bit about the Hornets in the draft lottery and as it came about within the last few seasons. This episode is brought to you by Game Time. It is the place for the last minute ticket deals. And you can forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. You can get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, but not only sports events. You can also get deals on concerts, comedy, theater, and even more than that. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. And if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. You can also get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Plus, you can buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, and you're set. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off your first purchase. That's a lot. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONNBA for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute ticket deals, lowest price guaranteed. David Walker history coming up next. Locked On Hornets.
is Locked On Hornets.
Mitch Kupchak, will he do the thing that he has not done in season this entire
anything.
Time?
The thing that he has not done
it
is anything.
It always comes back to do something.
Just do one thing.
You need to get a stick from outside and become the meme in person. Because it always comes back to do something.
Do something.
It's time for more of the Locked On Hornets podcast.
All right, before we get to David Walker's lottery history, explaining the way that it works, Doug, I understand that you were successful in your Cuppy Coffee character research.
Yeah, crack research team on it here. And I have found out that Michael Jordan was betting on either Cuppy Coffee, Dashing Donut, or Biggie Bagel. Now, I'm obviously a Cuppy Coffee because I'm known to take a big swig on this show. Big swig, another one of my... catchphrases along with I'll look it up. You know, I've got a bevy of these kind of catchphrases. But Dashing Donut, Biggie Bagel, those are your other two options. So which are you?
Between Biggie Bagel and Dashing Donut.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're just gonna go with the size thing, I guess I go Biggie Bagel. Like, I don't know. That's if I'm just taller.
Well, David's tall too. I mean, you guys just recently met up for the first time. Did you do a little, you know, kind of forehead to forehead to size it up a little bit?
We did not. No, we did not. We did not measure ourselves. I believe I am taller. Well, the thing was, when he was on the other side of the fence, so I was on a stage, and so it looked like I was a decent amount taller. But the hair, who knows? Maybe the hair allows him to be Biggie Bagel. Unless that's we wanted to go with alliteration and just say David the Dashing Donut, if we just wanted to make that connection, that's how I would see it. I don't know, David, if you have any problems with that, but that's how I would go.
No, it's great for me, guys. I love donuts as well, so let's do that.
Perfect. And that's how we'll roll with it. All right, David, what is some of the history that you brought for us? I understand that you're prepared today.
Well, I'm prepared. Internet connection is, guys. I just wanted to run through how the lottery actually works in case people didn't know and they want to show off in front of the office friends today. The draft lot actually for the top four selections. And then after that, it goes in order of winning percentage. There's 1,001 ping pong balls numbered 1 through 14. Each team is assigned combinations. And depending on what combination of the four ping pong balls that is pulled, that is the order of the NBA draft lottery top four. And then they result back into the winning percentage. So I don't think I knew all of that information. But hey, now you know, and now you can tell your friends.
I did not know. I don't know if I knew there were 1,001, which is kind of interesting to me. 1,001 ping pong balls. The different
seems like a lot. Seems like they could cut that number down somehow. It seems we've just slowly, we've got a situation here of ping pong ball creep where there's just too many ping pong balls at this point. It's just a room full of ping pong balls. It's like one of those McDonald's play places in there.
Oh, yeah. No, well, and also it's like the teenager that walks into Walmart and then comes out with like 48 rolls of toilet paper. Like, you know, he's going to do something bad. Like if somebody walks in and buys, yes, can I get 1,001 ping pong balls, please? And he's walking out of the store, there's only some mischief going on with that purchase.
Well, whose job is it to make sure that it's exactly 1,001? I mean, that seems like a pretty awful job.
Oh, that's the accounts. That's the accounts of Ernst & Young. I don't know who it is, but it's an accounting firm in there. You know, they keep it up and up. Now, also, guys, I did do a little research and tried to figure out where the fourth pick historically has landed. Has it moved up? Has it moved down? Has it picked fourth? Now, this current system dates back to 2019 when they try to shake things out and make things a little more fair. In 2019, the New Orleans Pelicans famously jumped up to select Zion Williamson. The fourth pick that year, you guessed it, fell all the way to seventh, the Chicago Bulls.
Brittle.
That's in 2020, hold on, don't get discouraged. They only fell to sixth. Okay, they only fell to sixth. So the fourth pick fell to sixth in 2020. There was a jump that year. Famously, your Charlotte Hornets jumped up to three and grabbed LaMelo Ball. 2021, the fourth pick once again. Okay, 2 years in a row fell to six. We're getting some consistency. Fell to six again.
Well, those are where the major odds are, right? Like if you look at the total odds,
right?
You know, I think they have a 25.7% chance of landing the sixth pick, which just on the single, like just the pick to odds is the highest, even higher than staying at four.
Right, because there's more teams in line for those top four picks. Once you get out of those picks, mathematically, some of those teams can't qualify. That's why those chances shoot up. It's not pretty, but it is math, Doug. 2020, Cleveland did jump up from fifth, but the fourth fell again to sixth. So let's go to last year, guys. We got one more year of history to look at. The fourth pick last year, the Oklahoma City Thunder, jumped up to number two.
Okay. I was going to say, I would hate for the Hornets to have to do this for the first time.
No, but wait, I was about to say, did you want to go with the, well, we're due idea, or now is it all ruined? Mm-hmm. Like, is this the exact way that we did not want it to go? It's that it fell every year except for last year, or did you want to actually see some precedent to the point where, okay, at least it happened? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to pull for. It's too hard. All of it's too hard.
Well, the odds, to Doug's point, do not look great. But just because that falling to fifth and sixth seems to happen a lot. But, you know, we'll see, guys. It's still a new process. So I think the sample size is still relatively small on this new routine. So, you know, cross your fingers, cross your toes.
Cross your biggie bagels.
Oh, man. we're going to cross all the dashing donuts and the cups of coffee, the cuppy coffees, excuse me. Yes. All right. Any more history? Is that it for you, David?
Well, I would just say, you know, Doug pointed this out at some point, you know, that Zion Williamson, those Ja Morant picks, they look good for a while, but this whole thing is still a major crapshoot. Let's be honest. It looks like a sure thing with Wimby. We certainly would like to have that chance, but you just never know. So this is the first step, right, guys? This is the first step onto a new journey.
That's true, but they have to move up, because if the Hornets move up, they typically nail the pick. I mean, you're Baron Davis, you're LaMelo Ball. You know, these are picks that they've moved up to, and they've nailed them. Now, when they stay in place or fall back, that's where this franchise seems to have difficulty. Like, I don't associate this franchise with picking out diamonds in the rough, right? I mean, they haven't made a Giannis-like selection where, you know, nobody was thinking about a guy, and they pick them, and then all of a sudden it turns out, you know, they're a perennial all-star. That just doesn't happen for this franchise. So, look, if it's one, obviously we're elated. If it's two, I'm still super excited because I'm a big fan of Scoot. I'm scooting all the way to number two and making that pick. But even if they get three, I'm not going to be super disappointed, because when this team moves up, good things happen.
All right, so let's talk about that then. Doug was giving you a little bit of an idea into his big board. Let's continue to go down that list. Coming up next on the Locked On Hornets podcast. We each give you our big boards, maybe the top five guys on our list, and maybe Doug just wants to keep going. He's been hitting the draft hard. He's been excited about tonight to see exactly who the Hornets could take, whether it be at one or whether it be two, three, four. Hopefully they don't drop and they are selecting within those top four spots. We'll talk about our big boards coming up next on Locked On Hornets. All right, it's time for the big boards, at least the first handful of prospects that we would want to rank 1 through 5, because I'm going with the whole handful five thing. Doug, I know you've disputed that in the past, but that's the way I'm rolling. All right, what do you have, Doug? Let's lead off with you. You just gave us your first two, really, but then who are going to be the next three, and then you can continue on if you want to.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give you my top eight, because that's where the Hornets could. They could be one, they could be eight. We just don't know at this point. We'll find out tonight. But if it's one, it's obviously Victor Wembanyama. At two, I'm going Scoot. Now, here's where I go really kind of off the beaten path, and I want to say this is my big board. It's not how I would draft it if I were the team that was at three. It's if I were the Hornets and I'm at three, this is who I'm taking. And I'm going to go with Cam Whitmore at three. I really believe that of the top eight players that are generally agreed upon by, you know, big boardians out there, I really feel like there are three players that have the potential to be number one options on teams. It's Victor, it's Scoot, and then it's Cam Whitmore. I think below him is Brandon Miller. I think Brandon Miller is going to be a solid number two option for a team, but I don't see him as a number one option. So that's my big board, 1 through 3. Victor, Scoot, then Cam, then Brandon. Then I'm going to go Amen Thompson at 5. And then I'm going to go Jairus Walker at 6.
Wow.
And okay. then I'm going to go the other Thompson twin, Asur, at 7. And then I'm going to round out my top 8 with another defensive stalwart. If the Hornets fall all the way to 6, 7, or 8, I'd really like them to look at defense. And Anthony Black would be a good addition to the Hornets defense and somebody that I think could get minutes under Steve Clifford right away. So Anthony Black rounding out my 8. Amen Thompson there at 5. The only reason he's down at 5, because I think he could go as high as number 3.
Yeah.
I think Amen, though, it's going to take some time with him. And I think the Hornets would be better suited, you know, if they got, you know, 3 or even 4, looking at somebody that they could play a little bit sooner.
Doug, I don't know how much disagreement we're going to have this draft season, man. Like, as you were unfolding it, I don't want to change it just for the sake of changing it, but I have the exact top 6. Like, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Like, I've got Cam Whitmore at number 3 right now, just watching him play. He just looks – Cam is the guy to talk about here, right? And the other thing, Brandon Miller and Amen Thompson, I'm a little scared of Brandon Miller's lack of athleticism. And so that's what's scaring me, to the point where I could even see Amen Thompson going number 4. I don't know. I guess the shooting scares me a little bit. I think with Amen, the athleticism might allow him to jump up above a Brandon Miller. But I would still go Brandon number 4 right now. And Cam, to me, I just think very real physical. Talk about the athleticism. I think he's got enough ball handling, enough passing skills for him to be worthy of that 3rd overall pick. Now, I mean, this thing could jumble as we get closer to the actual NBA draft, but even you ending with Jairus Walker, I've just always liked him. He's the guy I've probably talked about as much as anyone on the outside of the top 3 or 4. I just think you saw his combine results yesterday, had a pretty good standing vertical, or without any, you know, getting momentum, you know, only just a standstill vertical. I think 34.5. I think that allows him to play some small ball center. If you were at all worried about any athleticism, I think Jairus Walker can take care of that. So yeah, I had the top 6. So top 6, hopefully they don't fall further than that. I know it's possible for them to go to 7. And there's a shot at 8, a 2.2% shot. But yeah, honestly, Doug, I'm not kidding. No, I won't change it just to change it. I had the exact top 6. That's where I am right now. David, did you want to make it a clean sweep, or can we get some kind of change on this big board ranking?
Yeah, no, I would swap Brandon Miller and Whitmore on my big board as it stands today. I just liked what he did leading that Alabama team on court. You know, a lot of his play came under the cloud of a lot of funky stuff at the end of the season. So that was weird. And I'm sure that would come up during the draft process. So that conversation would be interesting. But I think he's got the size and the length to be a go-to scorer in the NBA. At least he's shown that much. And I like Whitmore too. I mean, you can't knock Villanova guys right now. It's they're basically running the league when you look around success stories coming out of that school. So, and then I would go Amen at 5 there as well. And then the top 2, of course, Scoot, and then Wimby at number 1. So pretty similar with you guys right now. Let's hope we don't have to go down that road. I think if you're watching tonight, 8 is where you want to start watching, but you don't want to see those. You don't want to see, Doug. You don't want to see the top 3. You want to see the top 3 fall out at some point, but you want to obviously wait for the Hornets card to come out as late as possible. But 8 is the lowest they can go.
Yeah, when you're watching tonight, you know, 14 through 9, you want to see those stay the same. Like, if you see, especially if you see 2 of them jump up, then you start to get a little bit scared at that point. Nothing is settled until they, you know, until you see the Hornets card at 8 through 5. Or if you don't see it and you don't see it at 4, then all of a sudden things get super interesting. But we're going to be nervous.
Right.
We're going to be watching along. You can have a second screening it. See our reaction live on YouTube, youtube.com/LockedOnHornets. I can't wait, boys. I mean, history could be made tonight. The Hornets could be ushering in a new era. Who knows? I mean, we may even get Wendy. Brian Windhorst may just move to Charlotte, follow Victor Wembanyama like he did LeBron James. You never know. I mean, we're on the verge of something really special, and I believe it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. Maybe we just let that settle for a moment, because you look at draft guides, you look at the evaluation of Victor Wembanyama as it compares to other number one prospects. And if, you know, if you want to do the Kevin O'Connor thing, Kevin O'Connor has a whole bunch of different tabs and titles that he gives to guys, right? But the first one is potential GOAT. And that's one I've never seen on that draft guide before. And I mean, look, right. I get it with Michael Jordan, right? But this is, you know, I know Bobby Marks just said yesterday, he discussed Wemby as being the biggest prospect since LeBron James, which is absolutely crazy to see. He's bigger than Zion Williamson as far as how his game translates to the league. It's actually bigger than Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. What's funny about Anthony Davis, right? It's how great of a shot blocker he was, and he was absolutely astonishing at Kentucky. Well, now you got somebody that's as mobile, except that he's 7'3" and he's got a 7'10" wingspan. So, okay, so then you put him over in Anthony Davis, and then you got to go back to LeBron. And if the Charlotte Hornets get that guy, then, I mean, it's going to be as big of a deal as anything that's happened to this franchise. You know, so it's crazy. You know, we could see that happen tonight.
We really could.
Yeah, we really could. All right, that's perfect way to just circle this back all together. That's David Walker, not only the Mon Frere of pears, but also the Dashing Donut.
Oh, I think I gave us both Dashing Donut. I'm sorry, David. That's my ego right. Slipping in. I meant to name myself.
Two donuts are always
there.
Better than one, Doug.
That's true. Doug also gets mad at me for telling him, hey, you got this wrong. And then he yells at me and says, why didn't you tell me? Well, then immediately upon doing that, I let him just make that mistake and didn't tell him. And sure enough, he is, you know, and by the way, you have donuts still there, Doug.
Working on it. There.
Oh, boy.
And I am Walker Mail, the Biggie Bagel. And you can hear me every weekday, 12 to 3 on WFNZ. All right, guys. Good luck to everybody involved. Good luck to you sickos out there. We'll be back with you tomorrow, hopefully. Oh, we'll be back with you a live show tonight. That's what we need to tell you. Yes, live show tonight. So we'll be doing the live show.
Who's messing up now?
8 o'clock coverage. You're the Dashing Donut. I only want to hear from Dashing Donut. We will be doing the live show 8 o'clock tonight as coverage begins for the draft lottery. We have plenty of sicko satchel questions to get to as well. So you can even give us some questions live. Put it in the feed as you're watching us as well. That'll be a lot of fun. So make sure you check us out again tonight on YouTube. And then we'll also post that for all of you only Audible listeners on the pod feed tomorrow as well. Have a great rest of your day. Hopefully we all have a great rest of our day. And we'll be back with you on the live show.
We'll see who play you there.